Do you have any favorites? Like, favorite ice cream flavor? Go ahead, shout it out. Chocolate? Spumoni. Who said Spumoni? Spumoni, good flavor. Moose tracks. What else? Mint chocolate chip. Mm. Anyone else?
Butter pecan.
Nice. Yeah?
Mine's hot fudge sundae.
Hot fudge sundae. Yes. Just anything with hot fudge on it, right? I'm a pralines and cream man myself. It's been my favorite for a long time. Favorite film? Go ahead. The Sound of Music. Okay. Casablanca. All these classics. Nothing new? Yeah. The Birds. Thunderbirds. Okay. That's the one that you were in. Yes, the camera went right across you, and you were the star. Thunderbirds. What else? Yes?
My favorite,
101 Dalmatians. 101 Dalmatians. Okay, the cartoon or the live one?
The movie and the cartoon.
And the cartoon, okay. Any others? Top Gun.
I'll let you be my wingman, right? Yeah. Goose.
My favorite, I think, right now, of all the movies that I've seen is Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash film. I really love that. Love Johnny Cash's music. Favorite music style, by the way. What is it? What's your favorite music style? What?
Country.
Country. And Western, both? Okay, yeah.
The Beach Boys.
Okay, so beach and surf music. What else?
Jazz.
40s. Very nice. And that's jazz. In their 40s, jazz and modern jazz are different, but they're both jazz, right? And swing, yeah? What else? Beatles. Oh, Beatles. I guess they're a music generation unto themselves. Yes? Like the hymns, church music, not necessarily the contemporary stuff, but hymns, classic hymns of the church. Anyone know what my favorite music is? Blues, who said it? Yeah, it's definitely blues. Favorite commandment? Come on, favorite commandment in the Bible? Yeah? Thou shalt not kill? Okay, what else? It's an interesting thought, but the commandment there, and I'm actually going to preach on the commandments in a few weeks up. The commandment that we called, you shall not kill, is really you shall not commit murder. And murder doesn't take place with flies. There you go. Yes? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Okay, what's another favorite commandment?
Honor thy father
and mother. Thou shalt not covet. I have two favorites, and they're not in the 10. They're the ones that Jesus called the two most important commandments. When thou shalt go to church? Yeah, that's a good one. That's not in the 10 or in the 2. No, the 2 I've said before. What are the big two rules, the two commandments? Love God and love everyone. Okay, ready? Here's another favorite. Who's your favorite child? Why would anyone... Yeah, okay, if you have one child. Why would anyone really ever answer that question, though? No good can ever come of... Who's your favorite child? Of course, unless you have only one child. Jacob loved Joseph best. Everyone knew it. All the brothers knew it. All the mothers knew it. Everyone who worked for Jacob knew it. Jacob showed that he loved Joseph best, most recently by giving him the long robe with sleeves, otherwise known as what? Coat of many colors. Yeah, are you going to sing the song now? No? You don't want to? Do you even know? Someone, did you just see Joseph in the Amazing Tales? Someone that I know just saw Joseph. Maybe you're going to have that song running through your head. Or maybe all the names of their brothers. I remember Asher and Dan. I probably can't sing anymore because we're going to put this on the internet and then we'd have to pay broadcasting rights for that song. Don't want to do that. Joseph knew that he was the favorite. And I'm pretty sure he took advantage of it. If you knew her the favorite, you might take advantage of it too. he paraded around in his new coat, this long robe with sleeves. It was the kind of coat that you get as a present. It's the kind of coat that says, somebody really loves me. It's the kind of coat that says, look at how cool I am. And he paraded around in his coat. And he told his father that his brothers weren't working hard. He tattled. Oh, tattletales. Oh, now I know that when someone's in danger, you got to tell. But when you've had that, I'm telling, right? That's part of the whole jealousy thing that siblings have sometimes. Joseph was arrogant. Now, granted, it may be because he was 17 years old, and 17-year-old boys are usually arrogant and full of themselves. We have no 17-year-old boys here today, right? But anyone have a 17-year-old boy or has, yeah? We're all, when we're 17, yeah, it's all about us. Jacob, I don't think Jacob got it. It says that Joseph was a child of his old age, and he was 17 years older then. Joseph wasn't the youngest. That's Benjamin. But I don't think Jacob got it. It's like,
well, this is Joseph. I'm going to give him a coat. And yes, of course, he's my favorite.
But he didn't get why that was a problem. Joseph's brothers hated him. It's very clear, especially in the sentence that says, they hated him. So it's not really a question there, did they hate him or not? Of course, they hated him. It seems there was a lot of conspiring going on in this morning's reading. Judah, he was right at the end of the reading. It says, Judah said, why don't we sell him? We don't have to kill him. After all, he's our brother. Why don't we just sell him instead? Yes, as if that's better. Well, maybe it is a little better, but Judah had profit on the mind. Almost no one in today's reading looks good. Favoritism has led to jealousy, jealousy to hatred, and hatred to murderous intent. It doesn't always happen that way, but that's what's happened in this story. And jealousy is destructive. It has no place in relationships. It has no place in churches. It has no place in schools and communities. It really has no place anywhere. What did you want to ask? I am so jealous. Yeah, and there's, yeah. Remember when I was talking in the children's sermon about jealousy that just eats at you? Like at first it feels like I'm mad at them, but then afterwards it just gets at you and you start really, really being angry with that person. Just wanting something. There's the commandment, you shall not covet. Looking at someone's nice car or nice house or whatever that is and saying, boy, it'd be nice if I had one of those. Well, that's just, you know, there's wishes and it's not ill will toward anyone. But if you said, I wish I had their house, they shouldn't have their house, I'm going to take their house. That's coveting. That's the kind of jealousy that eats at you. And this is the kind of jealousy that Joseph's brothers had. So much, they were like, let's tear his coat off him. Let's throw him into a pit. Let's kill him. That's what they wanted to do. They were so jealous of him. But you know, today's reading isn't just about jealousy or hatred or anger or murderous desire. It's also an example of how one voice of reason can change things for the better, at least a little better. Reuben. Did you catch Reuben in the story? Yeah. His cool head stopped his brothers from making a mistake that would cost them dearly. You have to come next week to find the second part of the story. You probably know it, but if you don't know it, you know, read ahead or come next week to find out why it would have cost them dearly had they killed Joseph. We need more Reubens in the world. We need more people to say, let's not let our emotions take us to places that we can't return from. Let's not obliterate our enemy or our adversary thinking that we're in the right only to find out that we made a mistake later. Let's not hurt someone to make us feel better. Let's remember to listen first. Listen well. And know that everyone is someone's son or daughter. Everyone is someone whom God created. Everyone is precious to God. Yes, we need more Reubens in the world. And I know that he didn't say all that stuff, but we need more people to take a step back and say, hold on, let's take a look at this. And let's not go somewhere that we can't return from. Good sandwiches too, right? Reubens? Anyone... You go to a restaurant, Reuben is on my short list of what I'm going to order. Because a restaurant that can make a good Reuben sandwich probably makes other things pretty good. Reuben sandwich fans? No? Non-Reuben sandwich fans? We should probably sit on either side of the church. And, you know, at 1 week it'll be patty melts on this side and Reuben's. Is it patty melt? Yeah, patty melt is another one. Which one is on the dark on pumpernickel? That's a patty melt. And then Reuben's are on rye or marble rye. Oh, they're so good. Yeah. Any other sandwiches that you really like? Since you've got Reuben on the brain, named after someone, yeah?
I like the Farm at Heart Yard.
The shrimp sandwich? Oh, the shrimp sandwich, okay. I like BLTs too. But Reuben really is. It's my sandwich. And it's not because Reuben was such a cool guy in the Bible. It's a really good sandwich. But Reuben was a cool guy. So the next time you're at a restaurant and you order a Reuben, who are you going to think of? Yes, you'll think of Reuben. There's more in today's reading, too. Not just the sandwich guy, although he's worth paying attention to. If nothing else, the voice of reason is enough in this reading. But there's also suffering. Joseph suffered. And the question is, why did Joseph suffer? Was it because he was so arrogant? Would we deserve the same fate just for being a little full of ourselves? Joseph was full of himself. Haven't we all been full of ourselves? Aren't we all probably right now full of ourselves in some way? Would we deserve Joseph's fate? Why does anyone suffer for that matter? Why does God let it happen? Is there any real rhyme or reason to the question of why bad things happen and to whom they do? No, there isn't. Because really good things happen to people who act really awfully. And really bad things happen to people who, you would say, they're saints. They're always doing the right thing. Suffering stinks. I know that many people grow stronger as a result of their suffering. And there's biblical evidence for stuff like that. Like through our suffering, God makes us stronger. But many people don't. Many people end up weaker. Many people people die. And suffering seems to be on all sides of it. Suffering stinks. It isn't good. We, as God's people, as the church, as individuals and corporately, we are called to help people through suffering. We're called to help people out of suffering. We're not called to cause suffering. And we're not called to let it continue. Today's reading, it ends with Joseph suffering. He was thrown in a pit, and then he was sold as a slave to some people he didn't know, and he was tied up and taken off to Egypt. He's in a bad situation at the end of the reading. But there's a next part to the story, and yes, you'll hear it next week. Unlike a recently released blockbuster movie, you don't have to wait from like a year prior to now, or was it a year and a half? How much time was there in between Harry Potter 7 and Harry Potter 7.2? I don't know, was it? By the way, just raise your hand. Have you seen The Deathly Hallows Part 2? No one here? Really? Okay, I've seen it. It's really good if you like the books. I gave it a one-word review. It was, yes. So if you've been watching the movies, Cassie, whose birthday it is today, Cassie never liked the books or the movies. But when we were on vacation a couple weeks ago, well, a week ago to y'all, part of the evenings, one of the brothers-in-law brought a DVD player with a video projector so we could watch movies on the wall. And they started watching all the Harry Potter movies. And while Cassie wasn't really watching them, she kind of watched them out of the corner of her eye. And then finally she's like, oh, I have to watch all these. So she's been watching all of the Harry Potter movies. And I think in the next month we'll probably go see the 8th movie again. I'll go see it again. I'd like to see it again. So I have to wait a little while longer. You only have to wait till next week. No problem, right? Okay, so I haven't built things up like a Harry Potter movie, but there is more. You can read ahead in the story and then see what the sermon is about. when we're in bad situations, I hope that we can have the patience and the hope to know that there is a next part to our life story and believe that God is present throughout our journey. So please be sure to be here next week. We'll explore together what happens after part one. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for voices like Reuben's. Thank you, God, for patience. Thank you for calling us to help people through and out of suffering. Help us to be able to receive help when we need it, to give help when we can offer it. Help us to be your people, showing love for you and for all. Amen.